This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, October 28th. God's word to you today is tucked in. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 27, verses 5 to 6, and it says, "For he will conceal me there when trouble comes. He will hide me in his sanctuary. He will place me out of reach on a high rock. Then I will hold my head high above my enemies. At his sanctuary, I will offer sacrifices with shouts of joy, singing and praising the Lord with music." Proverbs 15, verse 13 from God's Word Translation says, "With a heartache comes depression. Sometimes things happen that attempt to keep us down, to make us depressed. The first thing is, do not deny it. Do not push it away. Do not shrug it off or try to play Superman. Admit the fact that it hurts. The truth is that it does not matter what caused the heartache. It could be love issues. It could be economic issues. The only thing that matters is, Jesus is still on the throne. Real things happen that send us on different paths emotionally." 1 Samuel 1, verses 7 and 10 says, "Hannah would be reduced to tears and not even eat. Hannah was in deep anguish, crying bitterly. But one thing Hannah did was that she admitted how she felt." 1 Samuel 1, verse 15 from the Living Bible says, "I am very sad." The God's Word translation reads, "I am depressed." It is okay to admit the challenge. The first step to healing is actually admitting how you are feeling. For you to cheer up when you're feeling depressed, the first step is to admit how you're feeling. The second step is to find a safe place. You need a place that you know is safe. A place where you can actually admit that it hurts and it is okay. A place where you can tell someone your struggles and your heartache. A place where it is okay to be you. You need a safe place. Psalm 26, verse 12 from the New Century Version says, "I stand in a safe place. Lord, I praise you in the great meeting." This psalm is very powerful. When we are depressed, we just want to sit down or lay low. We want the world to forget about us. But God is saying, it is at such times that you need to stand in a safe place. You need to find a safe place. We just want to recoil into our shell and shut everyone out. We want to just lay there and lick our wounds. However, standing takes more effort than sitting and lying down. It takes effort to stand. We just want to stay away from people and be depressed. But God says, for you to cheer up in spite of the depression, you need to find a safe place. Hannah knew there was a safe place for her. 1 Samuel 1 verse 9 from the Living Bible says, "Hannah went over to the tabernacle. Eli the priest was sitting at his customary place beside the entrance. Hannah found a safe place in God's house. She knew that the tabernacle was a place of refuge. Hannah knew that at the tabernacle, she could be honest and open to God. She could pour her heart out, and no one was going to laugh at her." Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song. You are my hiding place. You always fill my heart with songs of deliverance. Whenever I'm afraid, I will trust in you. I will trust in you. Let the weak say I am strong. in the strength of the Lord. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.